Good morning, Christ Center. It's Saturday, September the 27th, and we are in week 3 of our walk through the book of Mark. Today we're going to be reading from Mark 5, verses 21 through 43. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 5:21. When Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the sea. One of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, "My little daughter is dying. Come and lay your hands on her so that she can get well and live." So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd was following and pressing against him. Now a woman suffering from bleeding for 12 years had endured much under many doctors. She had spent everything she had and was not helped at all. On the contrary, she became worse. Having heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his clothing. For she said, "If I just touch his clothes, I'll be made well." Instantly her flow of blood ceased, and she sensed in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Immediately, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing against you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" But he was looking around to see who had done this. The woman, with fear and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. "Daughter," he said to her, "your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be healed from your affliction." While he was still speaking, people came from the synagogue leader's house and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" When Jesus overheard what was said, he told the synagogue leader, "Don't be afraid, only believe." He did not let anyone accompany him except Peter, James, and John, James's brother. Then they came to the leader's house, and he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." They laughed at him, but he put them all outside. He took the child's father, mother, and those who were with him, and entered the place where the child was. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl got up and began to walk. She was 12 years old. At this, they were utterly astonished. Then he gave them strict orders that no one should know about this and told them to give her something to eat.
I love that end part. Give her something to eat. She's had a long day.
Listen, she had a long nap. She needs a snack.
Thank you, Carly. Here with Carly Davis and Pastor Mark. Man, this is an incredible passage, isn't it?
There's a lot going on here.
Oh my gosh. Like, of course, Jesus is doing his thing, and this guy Jairus comes and says, "Come heal my daughter." And then he gets interrupted by this other scenario, which is just a captivating sequence to me. Mark, what are you seeing here?
Just the comparison and contrast between these two people. Jairus, who is a man of power and importance, who comes publicly requesting something from Jesus. And then we have this woman who's unnamed, who's an outcast, who's a nobody, who isn't even supposed to be in that place and sneaks in to get healing because she has faith. And he meets both of them very differently. In fact, with her, he elicits her confession, and then in this public setting, lets everyone know that she is healed and that she is fine.
This was menstrual bleeding that had just kept going for 12 whole years. The implications for her, for this woman, would be that she would be ceremonially unclean and not permitted to be a part of society in any way, and not to touch anybody, even in the marketplace, because she was unclean and she could infect other people with her uncleanliness. And in that state, she comes to him.
Yes. To me, one of the sweetest parts is he waits for her to reveal herself and confess. and she confesses what she's done. It says she told him the whole truth. He now says, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be healed from your affliction.
Yeah.
Not only has he healed her physically, but he's actually recognizing that she needs spiritual healing and emotional healing, and he's opening the door for relational healing.
Yeah. Let's go to Carly here, lest we just have two dudes talking about this story. Carly, what are you seeing here?
Yeah, like you guys said, there's so much. I think you talked about she wasn't allowed to touch anybody, and I think sometimes we overlook she hadn't been touched in 12 years. And she probably was very aware of, like, her personal space. And the people probably around her knew that. So people probably stayed away from her. And she was willing to push through all the people that were in that crowd just because she knew that Jesus was the answer. That is strong faith.
I love the fact that Jesus, he doesn't just heal her. He commends her and gives her this radical compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith is... How many times has Jesus talked about people's lack of faith, even his own disciples? And here he is giving her this incredible compliment. You were also telling me that as you were growing up, you had a different conception of this moment.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from, but I always interpreted this story as Jesus being annoyed or irritated or frustrated. Like, well, your faith saved you, so I guess I'll let you stay healed, I suppose.
And that's not what he demonstrates with what he says to her.
Yeah, and it's just not Jesus. He called her daughter. Like, he came to her from a place of caring and love and not irritation.
Go in peace. Go in wholeness.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Go in shalom. Mark, when he does go to Jairus' daughter, of course, he raises her from the dead.
I think one of the things that's cool is there's two daughters in this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's little girl, I say to you, get up.
Yeah.
And then she gets up and walks. The previous one is done so publicly.
Yeah.
And that's what this woman needs.
Mm.
And this one with Jairus and his family, he does beyond healing. He raises her from the dead.
Yeah.
Which is an implication that only the Messiah would raise somebody from the dead.
Yeah.
And it's done secretly and privately, so the family returns to joy, but they don't need any affirmation. They actually have their daughter who now gets to have breakfast.
And you see this progression in the book. You've got Jesus healing people, Jesus casting out demons. Then you've got this big jump in previous readings from this week. He ceases, he causes a storm to cease. And he casts out a whole legion of demons. And here he is doing now yet again something huge, even a step up, which is raising someone from the dead.
I think it's interesting, too, that this wasn't like a huge deal for Jesus, right? It was a huge deal, but he approaches it like, oh, yeah, give her some breakfast.
It's so casual. Like, he's just like so casually throwing around the greatest power in the universe, you know?
Yeah.
Like... Yeah.
And I think he brings Peter and James and John with him so that they can see this is not something that you have to be like extravagant or flamboyant about. This is.
Well, he tells him like you can't tell anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's telling those three, don't tell, like, Peter, do not talk to Andrew about this. Like,
don't tell anybody. Yeah. Don't tell your brother.
Wow. Wow. To me, the lasting image here is both Jairus falling down at the feet of Jesus, begging, and the woman with the issue of blood, also throwing herself at the feet of Jesus in thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Amazing. Carly, can you pray a blessing over us this morning?
Yeah. Lord, thank you. Jesus, thank you that you see us and you are always willing to touch us and heal us. We ask you to be with us today as we are going throughout our day. Just thank you for your touch on our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.